The Energy Policy Act of 1992 was the federal law that unleashed deregulation, but the law was extremely broad and left most of the framework decisions to state legislatures. So far, about half the states have approved a unique deregulation plan, but they all have the same goal. They want to open up competition and drop the price of electricity. The nuclear power industry views this as a marketing opportunity. It longs to be labeled as green power, electricity that is supposedly produced in a way that doesn't harm the environment. Steve Karakas of the Nuclear Energy Institute points out that atomic power plants don't cause air pollution.
They're our nation's largest emission-free source of electricity at a time when globally there are concerns about greenhouse gases, and that's only going to make nuclear energy even more valuable than it is today.
A few environmental organizations are beginning to hedge on whether splitting the atom is more harmful than burning coal and creating air pollution. But most of the groups say there's no way that nuclear power, with its radioactive waste disposal problems, should be painted green. Cindy Folkers is with the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, an anti-nuclear power group.
They've been clamoring to find a way to rejuvenate their industry for a long time. And so they think that people are scared enough about global climate change. And people should be scared about global climate change, absolutely. But nuclear is not the way to address that. I mean, it's the last gasp of a dying industry.
One of the strategies for nuclear power proponents is selling atomic-generated electricity directly to the consumer. That's technically impossible today because it can't be isolated on the transmission grid. Utilities that produce nuclear energy blend it with electricity made from other sources, such as coal. No orders have been placed for atomic power plants since the accident at Three Mile Island 20 years ago. But industry spokesman Steve Karakas is so optimistic about nuclear power that he's already speculating about new construction.
It's not going to happen in the next 3 or 4 years, but we are beginning to look more seriously. We have been developing advanced reactor designs so that by the time we get to the 2005 time frame, conceivably we could indeed have new plant construction. Again, it's going to hinge a little bit on exactly how things shake out from deregulation, but it is a very interesting and exciting time in the industry.
One of the nation's largest utilities seems to agree. Keith Bromerly is a spokesman for Commonwealth Edison of Illinois. He says his utility has decided to cash in coal-burning plants to cover the debt in their 10 nuclear units. Bromerly says under the new reality of a deregulated market, trading coal for nuclear is his company's best financial option.
And what the legislation also allowed us to do was to, in essence, sell some of our more highly valued regulatory assets, such as our fossil plants, which were worth about three times in the market what they are on the books for, and allow us to take some of the proceeds from that and write down part of our investment in nuclear.
What's happening with ComEd is an example of another unforeseen phenomenon sparked by deregulation. The value of coal plants has suddenly shot up, while nuclear plants have lost value. Appraisals for nuclear plants have plunged in part because of their unrecovered construction debt or stranded cost. Utilities and their holding companies are trading and selling their generating plants left and right. As the nuclear industry tries to paint itself green, some environmentalists are worried about the effect that deregulation will have on renewable energy, such as wind and solar power. David Nimzo is president of the Alliance to Save Energy, a national conservation group. He says deregulation is an unknown force that will surely change the industry.
The future of renewable power, clean power, and energy efficiency is at stake with these decisions, and we don't know yet what will happen. As we set up the rules, we have to make sure that clean and environmentally responsible choices have a chance at winning.
Nimzo says it's critical that electric ratepayers monitor and lobby their legislatures when they start to consider deregulation. As deregulation sweeps the country, it's clear that it will affect much more than just the price of electricity. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Lee Garnett in Cleveland.